Hi, everyone. My name is Kia Yelchin. I am the owner of Fishnet. And I want to tell you a little bit about how we got started. Fishnet, like any good story, starts as a love story. And so in 2004, I was a Howard University hospitality management student. And I walked into one of DC's best restaurants at the time, Corduroy. And I saw this handsome young man over here. Raise your hand, handsome young man. He had hair then. And he took one look at me and he said, "She's not gonna last." And I didn't. I didn't last. But a year later, we did get married. And so, like young couples do, you know, we're driving around trying to figure out what we want for our life. At that time, Five Guys had just burst on the scene. Can you imagine how long ago that was that Five Guys just burst on the scene? So Five Guys just burst on the scene, and we were like, man, we can't do burgers. They're about to do burgers. We should do something else. And so Ferhat is from Istanbul. He comes from a tradition of seafood. He grew up on the Bosphorus, grew up eating balık ekmek, which is a fish sandwich in Turkey, where the fishermen fish off of one side of the boat, they cook the fish on the boat, and then they serve it off the other side. So the epitome of freshness. And I said, well, I have a fish sandwich tradition as well. But that looks a little more like Sunday fish fries, cornmeal batters, tartar sauce. And so we took those two ideas of fish sandwiches from, you know, two very similar ideas separated by an ocean, and we said, how can we put those together? And so Fishnet has become this conversation not only between us as husband and wife, but between our community about what does it mean to be fresh? What does it mean to be local? What does it mean to be sustainable? What is good and why is it good, right? And we've been having that conversation since 2011. As we kind of worked out the kinks and found our sea legs, we eventually moved to Baltimore. And you know, you get older, you grow up and change. And my husband said, here, dear, here are the keys to the castle. And so he gave me the helm of Fishnet and went off to do something else, like construction. As you know, I found what Fishnet meant to me in Baltimore, we created something really, really special. And so right now, you know, Fishnet, a lot of you have been, is opening its brand new restaurant in Remington. But what I'm most excited about is what we're doing around sustainability. I think that's the thing that's going to define us. And so currently we have an upcycled pet treat where we upcycle the scraps from our restaurant and we make treats for pets, all kitchen grade. And along the way, we had this wonderful little dog. His name was Artie. And as we were building our restaurant, he kind of, you know, ate what we were eating. He, you know, that was our baby. And he lived to the ripe old age of 14 and a half. And so that was our inspiration for starting our pet treat line and really just kind of taking Fishnet to the level of sustainability in the pet treat area. So what does Fishnet look like in the future? You know, this will be our 13th year. And as we move into kind of being a teenager, I think Fishnet of the future is going to be our food truck. It's going to be opening more restaurants in the region. It's going to be owning the buildings that we work out of. And it's going to be really defining what sustainability means and how many people have access to sustainable products. And what a sustainable fast gourmet dining look like. So we're really excited about the Fishnet of the future. We hope to see you. We hope you watch us on the Great Food Truck Race. And if you're looking for us, just follow us on Instagram or at Fishnet. But yeah, follow our journey. It'll be a Fishnet summer, so we hope to see you at some of our events. And thank you very, very much.